Let's talk a little bit about what this new building will mean to the life of First United Methodist Church.
Well, I think for us as a church and church members and folks who've been working on the project for weeks and months and years, it feels like growth. It feels positive. It feels like we're a growing church, a church that's not just trying to survive, but we're growing. And I think the new addition signifies that for many areas of our church. It certainly shows that to our youth and our young families because of the opportunities that are available in this new facility. It shows it to our longtime members who've been supporting this church for years and have benefited for years from wonderful things that people in the past did. And this shows them that we're able to do things for ourselves and for people in the future. And I think it certainly shows it for our more veteran members who've for years found it so challenging to get around in this church. Like any old church, it's loaded with stairs. It's hard to get from here to there. And there were people, especially while we were doing our project, who couldn't get to church. And it felt strange to be able to tell them, I know you can't get to church right now, but we're making it better. And now today, people in wheelchairs can ride safely in a comfortable and safe and reliable elevator, whereas before we had an elevator that would get stuck between floors. People didn't feel safe in it. The stairs are no longer a burden. You can get to any level of our church, even if mobility is a challenge to you. And so from young to old, I think it just feels good. It feels like growth, and it allows us to grow ministries within our church and be able to do more and be more of what we feel like God is calling us to do. So it's a special day, and it'll be a special years to come. And this will put us in a position to be who we want to be as a church for a long, long time to come.
And who is that you want to be?
Well, our mission statement, and hopefully I'll quote it word for word correctly, but we're a vital church connecting people with God and with each other and driven to serve. And I think you see it in the people's faces here that we feel like there are now more opportunities to do that. We feel we can be more of that type of people for ourselves and for people in our community who come to church looking for help, looking for God, and looking to be with people who want to give thanks to God, and that's certainly us.
I noticed as I was walking around downstairs in the older part of the church now, that there's some repurposing of rooms. Talk about that a little bit.
Okay. We'll certainly rearrange, as I think is often the case with older churches. As you grow, then you think, well, we could use this space for this, and that, even though it may not make the most sense. And what this allows us to do is sort of restructure our church so that our youth can be in a certain area, so that some of our outside ministries, some community efforts that use our church can be in certain areas. And it's less about, okay, I'm done in this area, now I've got to pack up and put everything away because somebody else is going to use this room later. Our new addition has a new home for our puppet ministry, for our youth who for years have practiced on Sundays, then put everything away so that our medical clinic, the community free medical clinic, could use that space. And this will allow them to have their own space. Our puppets can grow their ministry, and our kids are so excited about that. And it's their home, and then the medical clinic can use those rooms they've been using, and it's much more well-flowing ministry efforts because we're not sharing as many small and cramped spaces. So I think it just helps us to have a better feel for our overall church home and to hopefully develop some new ministries, grow some of our programs. There's also always that hope that when people outside your church see that your church is thriving and growing, that maybe new members come. And I think there's certainly some faith in how we've gone about building this also, believing that it's not just something that we want to do for us, but that we were maybe meant to do to sort of spread that word and maybe help our church to grow and help others find faith through our church community.
One of those ways of service, I understand, is a community meal program as well. Can you talk about that a little bit?
I can't remember exactly how many years ago, but several years ago around Lent, we started a community meal program. It was started in this church just to serve a free meal to the community. No cost to the community. Volunteers came together, prepared the meal once a week, Ended up finding some businesses in town who are happy to donate food from their restaurant or from their grocery store that was still fine to eat. It was just maybe wasn't what they were going to continue to serve, and it's just it's exploded. Among the many amazing things is people found out how much of a need there was in our community, how many people were hungry, how many people needed fellowship or companionship, and as a result, it has grown from a day to now every day of the week. And you can find a free hot meal at our church every day of the week. It's not just people from our church who do it. From around the community and from other churches have said, hey, I'll take that day, we'll prepare this meal. A whole system of volunteers. And as I mentioned, restaurants and stores around the community have been very giving, so that it's pretty much a self-sustaining ministry. People around the community know this is a place you can come to give, and people who need it know that this is a place you can come to receive. And so we see God's work being done right here in probably as humbling and important a way as you could probably ever see it. And it's grown from this church. As I mentioned, it's not just our church that does it, but we're pretty proud to have it call home here.
So you're living the mission statement of bringing people to Christ, yep, to faith, and to service as well.
Yep. Absolutely, and I think that's one of the neat things about it is the folks who have organized food at first have also helped those who come and benefit to see how the system works, to look and be grateful that they are receiving, but then also look, well, maybe even though I feel like I don't have a lot now, what could I give to someone else? How could I work with other people who are challenged to see how I can maybe recognize my own gifts, even if I don't feel like I have a lot of them right now? So I'd like to think that people who are coming and receiving are also seeing ways that they can give and just seeing what a community of faith can mean to a person no matter where they're at in life. No matter what their financial situation is, their social situation, that there's something here for everyone, and just it's really been neat to see how it's helped our church family to grow its faith.